Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I am very glad to be back at it again with the podcast episodes. I apologize if I sound a bit tired. I am a bit exhausted. It's been a crazy weekend. My bad, but I'm here. I'm ready. I am going for it. So bear with me. This episode, as you can see, is updating you guys on my goals as I promised last week, I think. And I realized that I'm going to essentially be doing this every 3 months. So apologies in advance if you aren't here for that. And if you are, yay. It's definitely more of a way to keep accountability, not only with myself, but with you, which is essentially my first tip, I would say, is having someone to help you keep accountable for your goals. Because that's essentially what this whole episode is going to revolve around. Your goals. More specifically my goals, but I'm throwing in a few tips here and there. And accountability is probably the first and most important one. Because if there is no way for you to keep accountable for your goals, you will never achieve them. It's almost that conundrum of, if you could live forever, what would you do? You're stuck in this middle ground of, I want to do everything, and then like, I've got time, so I'm going to do nothing. That is the tipping point that you will need to find out for yourself. Do you post about it and that helps you keep accountable? Do you have someone who's close to you that you trust with your goals that you can be like, look, I'm achieving this. If I don't go for it, this is what happens. Or, I want to achieve this, you're my friend, I trust you with it, will you check in with me in 2 weeks to see how I'm doing? Or find a way to keep yourself accountable, even if it's to yourself, and have a way of keeping track of it so that you can assess it sharply. Let me continue with the tips. Firstly, I would say planning what your goal is very important, because it's pointless planning your goal if you aren't excited about it, if you aren't determined to complete it, and if you aren't even sure you want to do it. Look at different resources to help you figure out what you actually want to do for your goals, and not just follow the trend of everyone else's goals, especially like New Year resolutions. Like, please don't. But there are different YouTube channels that I would recommend, such as Lavender or Michelle B, as well as Nathaniel Drew or Nate O'Brien. Those are brilliant ones for inspiration, for introspection, for finding what you actually want to do in life, and for just living your best life. Some of them actually have blogs as well, so you can even find journaling prompts or things like that that can help you figure out what you do want and do some soul searching. There's even a channel called Rachel Lear, if I'm not mistaken, who does that, and she has a blog called Higher Habits. Definitely recommend that one. Absolutely brilliant. The point is to find out what you truly want to do as a goal and get actually excited about it completely, because if you aren't, you're just gonna be like forcing yourself to do something, and that's not fun. Next, you want to plan. And by plan, you want to essentially take this gigantic goal, break it down into manageable chunks, and set a time limit for each of those chunks. For example, if you say you want to make a podcast episode, you will set aside time to write out the script, which is one chunk, set a date to have that completed by, which gives you a strict time limit, set a date for recording your episode with a deadline for that as well, and then tell yourself you want to edit that by a certain date and upload it by a different date. That way you are breaking it down and making it much easier for yourself to actually achieve it, because you aren't overwhelmed by the enormity of the phrase, make a podcast episode. Also, you have deadlines, so you know when you want to achieve it by, and you'll have an end goal by when you want to upload it by, so you can actually stick to your deadlines and make sure you are achieving it so that you do eventually get to your end goal. That way, you also aren't making it vague, but you also are breaking it down so that it doesn't overwhelm you and you end up making a mountain out of a molehill. Making sure you have deadlines actually gives you a sense of urgency, and it helps you ensure that you actually do it instead of putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And also, if you do want an extra bit of motivation, you can, like I said, accountability, have someone and say, I want to make a podcast episode and I'm going to upload it on this day. I'll send you a link on that day. There you've made a promise to someone and you need to keep it to be accountable. So that's what you can do to just make it easier for yourself. And then My favorite tip is set a reward for yourself. This can be specifically tailored to what you are doing and exactly what you want. If we go back to the podcast example, you can say, if I upload X amount of podcasts, I'm going to buy myself a microphone. Or you'll buy something that'll help you with your podcast, or even just buy yourself a nice notebook to write down your podcast ideas in. Do it for yourself and whatever it is, and try not to make it something one and done, like spoiling yourself with a fancy lunch or taking yourself out for coffee or something like that. Try and make it something that you can see or use every single day. It might even be a fancy pen, or like I said, cater it to yourself, but make sure it's something you can use and see and be reminded of achieving that goal, which will give you motivation for your next goal. With me, I've been eyeing a few things that I want to buy. I want to buy myself like this ring light tripod thing so I can actually record some videos for Instagram that I've had rolling around in my head. I've got a few ideas there, because I'm not a social media person, but I am trying and I am getting there and it's getting better. But I definitely know it's a goal I need to achieve, which I will work on, and my reward will be that ring light. So it won't be anytime soon, but it's there and the effort is there, and I have been uploading much more regularly and definitely trying with my captions and the way I style the photos and things like that. So that is definitely something that I can reward myself with, but it's something I'm going to see, it's something I'm going to use, it's something that's going to keep me motivated to achieve my next goal, or even set a goal within the same realm. So that's just something you can do for yourself. So, updating you on my actual goals. I set out goals for myself earlier in this year, and I wanted to achieve those before March. This was kind of hit and miss. So firstly, I wanted to complete a fitness challenge. If you listened to last week's podcast, you know how that happened. I did not end well, because ironically enough, I did half the challenge and then my phone broke and I was unable to complete the challenge. So instead of just giving up, I try and do yoga on Sunday and work out 3 times a week aside from my Sunday stretch, as I call it, and that has been going well. I did skip the week of my birthday because I was not in the mental space to handle that. But like I said, I have been getting there. I do my yoga on a Sunday and I try and exercise every other day, which is 3 times a week out of the other 6 days I have left. So I'm keeping it pushing. I wanted to learn more about social media for my podcast. I would say this is kind of a miss because I didn't really research anything. I read like a couple of posts online. I watched a few YouTube videos. I have been trying to post more consistently and put more thought and effort into my post, which I have been doing. And I do, like I said before, I do want to upload videos to my Instagram, but I want it to be perfect. And there are certain equipment pieces that I will need before then, but my planning is there. So I'm getting there. And also, I have, like I said, been more consistent with my posts and thoughtful with it. It was a bit of a miss in terms of research, but I've been hitting posting quite a few times a week, so I'm not upset about that. For my other goal, I wanted to upload at least 40 times this year. I am still on track. I did miss my 2 weeks when I was on break, but I did give myself leeway in case that does happen. So I'm not going to be hard on myself. I needed the break, and I'm back, and I'm better than ever and ready to tackle this podcast scene, so definitely not upset about that. I also wanted to get sponsored by the end of the year, and I have spoken to a couple of brands, but I would like to clarify that by sponsored, I mean they give me something for free or they send me a product. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're gonna pay me to post or to talk about their thing. Like, I will happily do a collaboration where they send me some things and I talk about it and post about it and stuff. I haven't received any feedback as of yet, but that's just what I'm qualifying as, like a sponsorship. So we'll see how that goes, but I am excited. Like I said, I'm working on it and I understand that it's not in my control. I can only try as hard as I can to make it happen, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It's not going to be the end of the world, but if it does, great. I think it's not... how do I even put this? I'm not desperate for a sponsorship. I would just really like to work with certain brands because I believe in them. If it's something I've tested and I'm not happy with, I will let you know. If it's something that is great, I will let you know. Like, that's just how I am. And even when it comes to family and friends, they know I do not make recommendations easily. And if I'm giving you a recommendation, like, it's not given lightly. I even struggled to suggest a therapist to a friend of mine that asked, because I was just like, I don't give recommendations easily, but this lady is brilliant. So it's a very big thing with me, which is why when it comes to a sponsorship, I'm very picky with a brand. Definitely picky with a brand. On to not being needy and greedy, my finance and savings goals I mentioned, I want to save up for a few things, but this is a sore point for me because I've had to buy a few things in my life that literally dug deep into my savings. I see it as an investment, so it's worth it. But the fact that it took such a chunk out of my savings derailed my plans. So this goal was a complete miss, and I will definitely need to A, rework my finances, B, rework my budget, and C, stick to it very well, because some new expenses have popped up every month. And I will definitely need to stay on top of those expenses. So I'm going to climb back on that horse that I fell off and tame it completely. My last goal was my self-care and my skincare routines. With my mental health that took a dive off a freaking cliff a few weeks ago, I needed to really focus inwards and start taking care of myself. And my self-care routines and doing certain like rituals or practices really helped me. And I just want to clarify and emphasize that there is a big difference between self-care and self-maintenance. So I mentioned it in my mental health series last year, but there are six elements of self-care. I'm focusing on four. The 4 points I focused on for myself was my physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental health, which were big things for me. And everyone else is able to do these things in different ways. But essentially, it's taking care of your body, taking care of your emotional health by journaling or seeing a therapist, taking care of your spiritual health by doing meditation or yoga, or just being creative in whatever way you need. And mental health is in your mental exercise, so to speak. So reading a book or going to a museum or doing something that stimulates your mind, like chess or something like that. Self-maintenance is how you maintain your body or your external things to a certain extent. So getting your hair cut, doing your nails. Those are things I like to do for myself, because if my hair's a mess, if my eyebrows are a mess, if my nails are a disaster, send help. Like, if you see me and my hair is not styled, if my nails are chipped and broken and just ratchet, and if my eyebrows are just not shaped, a bushy mess, send help. Those are things I do to maintain myself. If I have not done those things, it means I have not taken time to put myself first. But above and beyond that, for me, doing yoga, meditating, journaling, doing my podcast are my 4 pillars of self-care. And if I haven't done those things, I haven't been taking care of myself, and therefore I need to pull back. And I've had to actually learn that the hard way. But I have. And I've also added in some skincare, because I've also learned the importance of skincare. And that to me has now become part of my routine, to take some time out to just, at the beginning of my day or at the end of the day, take time to take those 10 minutes for myself, 20 minutes for myself, and just use them for me before I start thinking of others. That old expression of fill your own cup before you try and fill someone else's, or you can't give from an empty cup. This fills me for the day, and that's what I need. And the 2 other pillars are social and practical self-care, which boil down to social interactive, and taking care of your life. So for example, social care would be speaking to friends and family, going out for breakfast with them or something. And practical self-care would be making sure your environment is clean, making sure you have a budget, you know, all those miscellaneous practical things that need to be taken care of. Is the grass cut? Is your clothes clean? Is your dishes washed? Like those types of basic things. The difference between self-care and self-maintenance is self-maintenance is the external things. Those are the things that make you look nice on the outside, I would say. Self-care makes you look good on the inside. Is your body in alignment? Are you okay? In the most desperate and internal sense of the word, are you okay? If you aren't, send me a message and I will get back to you ASAP. Because not everyone is able to just reach out for help. And that's the worst thing. So reach out if you need help. I'm always here. Why? I always get heavy at the end of the stuff. I don't know why. I apologize. So I'm just going to bring it back. As you can see, this last few months have been a bit wild and crazy. They were generally like prep months before I get like my bear down and focus kind of months. So it helped me see where I needed to shift my focus for the next month. Even though March is over, as I've said, I still count it as the first month of the three. So I will buckle down and go for my goals. I will set them out, break them down, and start tackling them. I have reward ideas for some of them. And some of the goals are actually just rewards in and of themselves without a extra reward needed, so to speak. But I will be updating you in 3 months on what they were, whether I achieved them or not, and possibly even troubleshoot them with you guys a bit. But that's it. So, on to the song of the week. Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, because the line of the song, "Don't stop me now because I'm having a good time," speaks to my freaking soul. I have finally gotten out of a bad place mentally and cleaned up my space physically, once again been rearranging things. So that song is just all I need right now, and it's like no one's disturbing my vibe. That's where I'm at. That was the podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening. I will leave a link to my Instagram that I'm working on very hard down below in the description. Please go and follow me there. And I have no announcements or anything else except to say, hit me up if you need me, or even if you don't, I am here for you. Have a good week. Also, if you are in South Africa, happy Human Rights Day for Sunday, and enjoy your public holiday on Monday. Enjoy. Love you. Bye.